This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top advisor to U.S. President Trump indicates that the president is prepared to issue the first veto of his term amid a wave of negativity from Congress to his declaration of a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
First and foremost, I don't think we needed a national emergency declaration.
And Republican Congressman Will Hurd, whose Texas district is on the Mexico border, tells CBS's Face the Nation,
our government wasn't designed to operate by national emergency.
But White House advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday,
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are planning to introduce a resolution disapproving of the president's emergency declaration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump said Sunday that big progress is being made in U.S. trade talks with China on what he calls so many different fronts. Mr. Trump said last week that he might put off the March 1st deadline to increase tariffs on China if a trade deal is close. But a China trade expert who served in the Obama administration says he has only seen incremental progress toward a trade deal with China. It's believed negotiators on both sides are failing to address the real reason the U.S. imposed stiff sanctions on China in the first place. Dozens of female relatives of Islamic State fighters in the refugee camps of Mosul have faced harassment and sexual abuse at the hands of Iraqi security forces. That's according to a joint report this week by the Network of Iraqi Reporters for Investigative Journalism and the Mosul Investigation Team. The report, which has been rejected by the Iraqi High Commission for Human Rights, said it documented 16 out of 36 confirmed cases of sexual exploitation of female relatives of IS fighters.